T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We heard some of this in Jim's update. Trevor Williams just has not been good.
You know, it's a really tough stretch right now, and, you know, hopefully tonight's the bottom. I look forward to coming to the field tomorrow. You know, being a pitcher, you have to have short-term memory. But we're going to, you know, this last month or so, you know, we've had some positives, and we also have had negatives, and we're gonna do what we can to get out of this.
Hopefully. 2 innings pitched, 6 hits, 8 runs, 6 earned, 3 home runs. His ERA is at 5.65. And you look at what it is, it's 7.88 this month. It was 6.26 last month. In June, it was 8.49. It's trending in the wrong direction. I think Gene Collier wrote this recently. It's like the Richter scale whenever it's a bad time for
yes.
you. And that's where Trevor Williams' ERA is. And Jim touched on this in the update as well. In July, August, and September of last year, you can make a claim he was among the best pitchers in baseball, definitely one of the best pitchers in the National League. What if that was a mirage?
Yeah.
That's the part that you have to bring into focus right now. Is he one of our favorite people in the world? Absolutely, positively.
Terrific human being? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But in fairness, you got to talk about production. And production right now, it hasn't been there. If those 3 months were something that was a mirage, and that was not the real Trevor Williams, and right now is, the Pirates are in even more of a bind than you would think, because he looked to be a pillar that they were building around. In the preseason predictions, Billy Ripken on MLB Network predicted he would be the National League Cy Young Award winner. I mean, he hopefully didn't have a lot of people fooled. But if he did, that's trouble.
Yeah, because, well, first of all, there's the fact that coming into the season, he was looked at as the number two to Jameson Taillon's number one. There's also the fact that this has really come into crystal clear focus, his struggles, since that injury. So is it related to that somehow? And then finally, it's a question of, well, if they helped him find the form that he had in the second half of last season, we're once again talking about perhaps a staff, whether it be pitching coaches, scouts, whoever, who are struggling to help him regain that form. Or maybe, finally, it's just he just doesn't have the talent to do that for more than 2 or 3 months at a time.
I'm totally dismayed, because you watch last night, and I'll be honest, even the balls that are hit foul are absolutely missiles. Even the balls that stay in the park are hit really hard into gaps or into the outfield. It's Trevor Williams pitching through something and he is hurt, or it's Trevor Williams not being able to locate. But I'll tell you, I do fall in the club right now where I wonder if that 2.5 month stretch last year was just something that was atypical of what he really is. And if he's just a middle of the road kind of okay pitcher, he needs to show me levels of brilliance to start next year for me to believe he's anywhere near what he was at the end of last year.
Well, for levels of brilliance, let's just get back to being a middle of the road guy, right? Because I mean, right now he's so far off the road, it's a disaster. And it's unbelievable. Now, we did talk about when he was on, and obviously he's not a Hall of Famer like Greg Maddux, but there were similarities in that he didn't have the overwhelming speed, but he had the pinpoint control, and he changed stuff up enough that he kept hitters off balance, even though he didn't have quote-unquote outstanding stuff. And maybe it has caught up to him, but how it could just go away like that? And, you know, I know he was on the injured list with that, something on his side, discomfort, wherever it was.
Yeah, oblique. But I think to get back to what the problem is, you know, you pointed it out, Colin, rockets flying all
yes.
over the field in the first 2 innings. This used to be a guy that got the quote-unquote soft contact that they like, right? Exit velocities last night, I'll just read off some numbers.
Infinity.
95, 99, 89, 104, 101, 108, 90. I mean,
a bunch of FM radio stations.
Exactly.
Right. Well, how's he going to fix this? He tells us.
We thought it could have been arm slot. We thought it could have been pitch tipping. We thought it could have been, you know, a lot of different things. But we're going to see the positives from the past few starts, and we're going to amplify those, and we're going to see what worked for me 2 years ago might not work for me now.
Okay, well, the last few starts have been 16 innings pitched over the last three, 21 hits, 14 earned runs, and an ERA of 7.88 in the last three starts. I don't know what positives there are to extract. I'm scratching my head here, figuring out which is the real Trevor Williams.
Well, again, we've talked about what the goal is for the last 6 weeks of the season. One of the goals has to be figuring out what you actually have as far as starting pitching goes into next year. Because if they're not going to add anything, and it doesn't sound like they have any great designs on adding anything that people would want them to, sounds like reclamation projects and dumpster diving again, what is this rotation going to look like next year?
That's the discussion coming up next at 412-928-9370. You watched Trevor Williams last night, or maybe you only watched the first couple innings, and you had seen enough. That makes Neil Huntington's comments even more curious about the way they're going to go about into the future, or at least the very near future, with the pitching staff. We talk about that coming up next. We get into a lot of Steeler talk today. Ryan Switzer, Pittsburgh Steeler receiver, he joins us at 9 o'clock. John Wehner at 9:30. But up next, we got to revisit a little bit of what Neil Huntington said, because I don't know if one and one make two, considering the way that some people are pitching right now. Let's get into that next here, Fan Morning Show. Man, it was like really sneaky hot yesterday.
It said
it was only supposed to be 87 or whatever.
No.
It was steamy hot.
We got in the car to drive down to the game. It was 92.
Jeez.
92. And the car was sitting in the garage. It's not like it was baking out in the sun. Yeah,
I know.
Hot.
I'm not complaining this time of year because it's, you know, summer.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
supposed
happens.
To be.
But it was. It was humid. I was outside a lot of yesterday. But count your blessings this time of year, though, because it's going to be soon and you'll be shoveling snow, you know. I never complain about the weather, ever.
Especially the heat. I will take the heat every single time.
I'm there now in my life because you think about it when you're shoveling snow.
Yes.
All right, so Neil Huntington said some curious things not long ago. We've been kind of parsing through them a little bit. Here is part of it that I do think we need to go through and wonder about. Ready?
What externally is available for us to add to the rotation, whether it's depth or what? Is there another Francisco Liriano out there? Is there another Volquez out there? Is there another Jay Happ out there? We'll explore that.
Okay, so he went on to say that they're going to externally go out and try to get a guy and then tinker with and kind of fix, if you will, or work with the guys they already have in place. Archer, Musgrove, Williams, Keller, Tyon's out for the year. First of all, there's layers to this. Who's going to work with them? Is Ray Searidge going to be the guy to work with them? Is the current staff going to be the guys to work with them? Because they haven't. Have they made pitchers better? I don't know.
Not over the last couple of years, they haven't.
And how pliable is the clay right now to work with? Those are very fair questions. And look, it's fashionable to rail on the Pirates right now, 51-73. You got to call it like it is. They're not good. You don't get personal about it, but you got to call it like it is. They're not good. A very fair question is, though, how good are these guys to work with? Like, you're putting your eggs in a basket of Williams, who we saw last night, can hit hard again. Musgrove, who's been really up and down. Keller, is he ready for prime time?
Right.
I don't know. Archer's probably been their best pitcher over the past month and a half.
Yeah.
Tyon's out for the year.
Brault, is
Agrizol
he a starter?
And Brault, what are they?
Yeah.
So whenever you say that's our kind of core, and then we're going to just add one guy, like, it's almost to the point where you say, we bring in four guys, but then you get back to a money issue.
Right. So who do you bring in? It's a bunch. You're going to bring in, you've got a bunch of back end of the rotation guys right now. That's what you've
got.
Fourth and fifth starters. And you're going to add another one to that mix. That's why people get so frustrated with the idea of trying to find another, you know, a Liriano from 2013 or
the depth will be cool.
A Volquez or, oh yeah, depth. Yeah, Chad Kuhl, that'll be it.
That'll be your depth. That's the part where when Huntington says that and just delivers it to the fan base, and again, this isn't a rail on Neil Huntington show, nor is it a rail on Neil Huntington station, nor should that be the narrative, but I'm just taking the words at face value. I don't understand how that plan is all of a sudden going to come to fruition in after we saw Williams again last night, that we're supposed to be excited and say, going into 2020, bang, here we go. That's a linchpin of the rotation, and we're going to build. They're acting like they're building around and just firming up the edges a little bit. There's no core.
No.
There's no core right now. It's like if you go out and you get someone, that needs to be a go get a number one dude.
Yes. You need a number one and a number two.
Yeah.
And that's not.
I was really.
Apparently, that's not in the plans.
Whenever Neil Huntington said what he said, I would have been. You needed to be have that followed up with the current rotation going out and having like four or five good starts in a row and say,
yes.
Okay, here we go. Maybe he's
not having a 6+ ERA since the break.
No, because there's no they're all spokes.
Because,
there's no hub of the
because
wheel.
Because you're not going to fix this rotation by going out and getting a Jason Vargas in the offseason or all those names that we threw out kind of fall by the wayside, but you know, you're not going to fix it with a Drew Smyly. Like, that's not going
to
do it.
They need to fly someone in at Pirate Fest who is swinging from the ceiling that's a number one guy that they pay $35 million a year for. You know, like, that's it. That's the only way. And it's like, the new sheriff is in town. Here's our number one starter.
Yes.
That would be the only cure.
And it's not going to happen.
Right.
We already know
everybody
now.
Everybody in the rotation is a complimentary piece right now.
And we already know the middle of August of the previous year that's not going to happen.
But we've identified the only true fix. And that guy who you say, here's the savior. You remember when Washington was there and Strasburg was coming through the organization or was, you know, they were going to throw him right in the major leagues pretty much. Like, here's your guy. That guy isn't in
AAA. There's no one down there.
That guy isn't there. It's a sad state of affairs, and there's no other way to deliver it to the fan base. That's the truth with the Pirates rotation going into 2020. It just is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.